Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry, an outreach broadcast of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana. At Antioch, our worship service times are first, third, and fifth Sundays. Services begin at 8 a.m. and second and fourth Sunday, our services begin at 11 a.m. And our midweek services is Wednesday at 6 p.m. And if this message has been a blessing to you, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net. Or if you desire a copy of this message, you can purchase it for a love offering of $8, care of Paradise Ministry, 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana. That's Paradise Ministry, 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana, 71301. This is Pastor Mathis. Until next time, we hope to see you in church.
Come on, clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Beal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com, or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. You know, I'm excited, amen, to come in your house, your car, on your job, or wherever you may be. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited, amen, to be here live
in the studio today.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. To be able to expound this word that God has so given me. Oh, my God. You know, I am always, amen, praise the Lord, excited about what God is doing. I want to send praise out, amen, to our youth, amen, to VCOC youth, amen, praise the Lord, and our youth convention, amen, over the weekend in Jackson, Tennessee, among all the churches, amen, praise God, that were there, amen. They came out second place. I was hoping for first place, but they did an outstanding job, amen, on a national stage, and that was so excited about, amen, how God blessed them. I was excited about that, amen. So today I'm here live in the studio, been kind of busy, but I'm here today, and I'm here to expound on the Word of God, amen, praise God. And today I want to talk a little about the importance of salvation, amen, praise God, because there's a lot of people who are confused about, amen, salvation. But I want to talk about the importance of salvation. I want to put this out that Jesus came to redeem us from the curse of sin, the curse of the law of sin and death. Yes, Romans talk about for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. I want you to know out there, you that are sinning, that sin has been condemned in the flesh. That's what Jesus came to do, that the righteousness of the law, amen, may be fulfilled in your heart. Amen, praise the Lord. God, amen, praise the Lord, came here, amen, praise the Lord, to deliver you from the curse of sin. So it's important to have salvation. The importance of salvation, amen, was given, amen, not only Jesus, John preached repentance, Jesus preached repentance. The apostles was left with the baton in their hands to preach repentance for the remission of your sins, people. Listen to that. Preach repentance for the remission of your sins, and you shall be received the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus came to do, to take away the works of the sin of the flesh so that you can have salvation. Salvation is in Jesus' name. The apostles was left with the message, amen, to preach and teach remissions of sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And this is what they done. And listen, my friend, because they obeyed God, they paid the ultimate price. And I'm going to tell you, when you obey the word, glory be to God, you're going to pay the ultimate price in this world, because the world ain't going to want what you're talking about when you get to preaching and teaching Jesus, because demons don't want to hear that. They don't want to give up their sins. But the name of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord, cleanse you and I from all unrighteousness and brings us into the presence of God. I love that. I'm excited about that. I teach that. I preach that. And I believe that. The importance of salvation. Now, what was given to us, amen, from the apostles, after their walk with Jesus, and amen, they slept, they ate, they experienced, amen, him being taken out of the Garden of Eden. They experienced the crucifixion. Though they went away after he was crucified, but God restored them. Amen, praise the Lord. He touched Mary, amen, who sought him early in the morning at the sepulchre, praise the Lord, and went back and gave the word, told the disciples what he had said, meet me in Galilee. They came, they followed Jesus. They followed Jesus. And these men were inspired, praise God, by the Holy Ghost. People, they have the word. They preach and teach Jesus. Towns were turned upside down. Villages, cities were turned upside down because they preach against idolatry. They preach against fornication, witchcraft. They preached against, praise the Lord, amen, all unclean sexual acts. They preached against sin, and the world was turned upside down, and the world didn't want to hear them preaching and teaching in that name. And today, it's funny how that we can say that we're part of this body, part of this message, and yet hate to hear the preaching and the teaching and the water baptism in Jesus' name for the remissions of your sins. I could see if somebody was saying, I'm going to work witchcraft on you, then you need to fight. But biblically, scripturally sound teaching that was given to us for salvation. So many people in tradition, so many people in customs that are not equal, amen, to God's word, and that has no merit on your soul to present you before God, you are able to believe that and reject the truth. The importance of salvation is to rescue you from sin. And God's word was given to rescue you from sin. It brings you into the presence of God and fellowship. And I was looking at the word, and I was searching through the word, and I came up with 2 Peter 1 and verse number 21. It says, for matter of fact, let me back up to, amen, verse number 20. It says, knowing this, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. It's original. It's original. What Peter preached is original. What he preached for salvation is original. It's organic. It can't be changed, because he's preaching and teaching the same thing Jesus preached, the same thing John preached, the same thing the prophet before them preached, and all the rest of the great apostles and writers of the New and the Old Testament. They preach Jesus. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved but in the name of the Lord, his name Jesus. Adonai. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. You can't call me Lord and do not the things that I said. Peter could call him Lord. Here's the inspiring thing about this word. The Bible says in verse number 21, the prophecy came not in all by the will of man. This was not man's doing. But holy men of God spake, that they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Didn't God promise them, even in Ezekiel 36, 26, on down, he says, I'm going to give you a new heart and a new spirit. I'm going to put my word in you. I'm going to walk in you and dwell in you. You're going to be my people, and I'm going to be your God. Here's the fulfillment of the inspiration that when they obeyed God and went to the upper room from the Mount Olive, and they went in that upper room and stayed there, amen, went and praying and seeking and waiting for the gift, amen, of the Holy Ghost, waiting for the promise of the Father. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they became inspired, my God, and they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and they began to preach and teach Jesus. And demons begin to be cast out and trembling and running, and folk start getting healed and delivered and made whole, praise God. And things were turned upside down to where the religious sector came out against them. It says, stop this. Stop preaching this man. He's dead, but he was resurrected. We don't want his blood upon us. Who else gonna save you? If you can't have the blood of Jesus, who else gonna save you? What else gonna save you? Salvation is important, and salvation is in his name. It's in his name. Don't miss it, people. Holy men wrote that they were inspired by God. Not only is salvation bring you into the presence of God in fellowship, it is a life-changing experience. You ask the great Apostle Paul, who you preach. A lot of preachers like preach about what Paul said and what Peter said and what John said and what Matthew said. But you don't want to go along with the prescription that they use for salvation. You condemn that. Because there's not three gods, there's only one God. His name, Jesus. If you believe that there's one God, you do it well. That's what James says. He said, devils believe and they tremble. I tell you, it's important to understand salvation, the experience, the church, amen, praise God, experience this plan that God has for mankind. And we talked about Acts 4 and 12. We talk about Acts 2:38, and it makes a lot of people upset because Peter said, repent for the remissions of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is a dead beat to Christian folk. To people who call themselves saved. When Peter said that, they say, well, that's a man saying that. God didn't say that. God inspired them and gave them the words of salvation for the New Testament church. And we bickering and babbling about it. Peter understood. And if you go to Luke, the 24th chapter of the book of Luke, you're going to hear this again. It may not be for me, but you're going to hear it from God. And Luke 24 talks about salvation. But if you look at it, it's written in red. And that's for you religious folk because you say in the Bible that if it ain't written in red, I don't want to hear it. Because that's what Jesus is talking. I don't hear nothing that Peter just said. I just told you that holy men wrote that they were inspired by God. God gave them what to say in the preaching team. And if God, even when they were cast in prison, God sent angels to get them out and tell them to go back and stand in the temple and preach the words of this new life, preach it all over. And if God did all that from them, where did they lie at? Where did they go wrong? God ain't going to send no angel to get the devil out of trouble, but he's going to send an angel to bind the devil and them that follow him and them that want to condemn this. But I want to take you over into the red. And I want you to compare this. If you have your Bible with you, Luke 24, 47 says, matter of fact, let's go up to 46. Matter of fact, I'm going up to 45. Then open he their understanding that they might understand the scripture. Now, God didn't leave them ignorant. Luke, the physician's writing, he's an identical witness. He's identifying, amen, praise God, what is happening here for the plans of salvation for you and I, ladies and gentlemen. You can't deny this. You read it, but you need a spiritual understanding what it's saying. Then open ye their understanding to the scripture and said unto them, thus it is written, thus it behoove Christ to suffer and to be raised from the dead on the third day. Then he did that. You can say that. Oh, he got up early Sunday morning. He got up. 3 days he stayed in the grave and he got up. We can preach that. But we miss this. And that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name, not names, among all nations. That's what's going to get a lot of people. They hate the New Testament salvation. But the Bible says when Peter preached his message, the greatest message that was ever preached, about 3,000 souls was added to the church, not to hell. So would God accept that? The answer is yes. God accepted what Peter preached and he gave them the message. But a lot of people fight against the message because they don't understand. He said, beginning at Jerusalem. But here's the key. And I'm going to open up the prayer line if anybody wants prayer today. Luke 24:49 says, and behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you be endowed with power from on high. He couldn't preach what he didn't have until he had power. And when he got that power, it meant, praise the Lord, he stood up and he preached what God told him to preach. And the church went to another level. And today, if you need salvation, you need to obey the scripture. And then God will take you to another level. But if you need prayer today, you can dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, and get you in touch with prayer. I want to pray with you. And let's not forget tonight, 1015 Main Street, see the call facts. Amen. 6:30 Bible class, where God inspires you. And we get an understanding of what God is talking about. And I pray, God, that you will come out setting these classes. And let's get down into the word and compare where we are. Do we have a call? Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead, caller. You're on air.
Yes, I'm calling for prayer for a satanic attack on me and my family.
Yes.
And a special request for a financial blessing.
Yes, ma'am. And what are you calling me from, babe?
Alexandria, Louisiana.
Well, you're having satanic attacks, and we definitely want to pray that you recognize that prayer changes things. And I know you're a praying person, but I want to agree with you, amen, that God will give you the inspiration as he did with the apostles. He inspired them to preach and to teach Jesus. And when the devil heard that, demons came out. People were healed. They were delivered. And the church grew. And I'm praying today, Lord God, that you would bless my sister in the name of Jesus. You say one to put 1,000 to flight, but two to put 10,000. And I'm in agreement with my sister today. Whatever demonic forces, whatever witch, whatever warlock, whatever tongue that has risen against her in judgment. And I'm praying today, God, that you would bind every unclean spirit. In the name of Jesus, let your blood covering come upon this home. Let it come upon the mindset of this mother. Glory be to God. Let her feel the power of deliverance. Let her soul be renewed, God, and inspired. And cast out every demon, every witch, every spirit that is not like you in their lives. Heal her, Lord God. And Lord, you said in your word, God, and I quote that scripture, "Thou shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee." Even as God gave his angels charge over Jesus, praise God, I'm believing that the angels of the Lord is kept round about them that fear him, and that you would be healed of this thing, and that God would bless your finances, and that you would offer up to him a gift of sacrifice that would be acceptable to him. Be healed, woman, today. Be delivered and be made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank God for you. And do you believe, God, today that you're going to be free from this in Jesus' name?
Yes, I do, sir.
All right. Well, we believe God with you.
I am free.
And by faith, be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling. I praise you. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Go to that phone. Dial that number, 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500 will get you in touch with prayer. I'm telling you, there's nothing like being in the presence of the Almighty God. And I love God today. I love fasting. I love praying. I love ministering to God's people. And let me tell you something, my friend. I love praying for God's people. Whatever you need today, amen, I want to touch and agree with you. If it's salvation, you're going through a rough time in your marriage, you got pain in your body, amen, you need a miracle. You need God to do whatever you need him to do today. Go to that phone in this hour. This is the hour that you can get prayer. And God is waiting on you to pick up that phone and dial that number. Don't procrastinate. You got to move by faith. Faith will hear you. And faith will deliver you. Go ahead, caller. You're on air.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to use no names, but I have we all have in the family a situation going on with Alzheimer's.
Okay.
A lot of people call it senile. The old people do.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, she's in her 90s, and she's still here, but she's going through a lot of things with talking to herself and a lot of it's not her. It's a lot of evil stuff that she speak of. She's constantly talking about death. She's constantly talking to people. She's not doing what everybody wanted to do, like
really
to them. But she's talking a lot to the dead. She's remembering a lot. She has lived a long time with a lot of secrets, and they are at her right now. And it's not God's doing. It's not God's presence there, and I know it's not.
Yeah.
I've prayed sometimes with her, and I felt something evil spirit that was going on with her.
Yeah.
And actually, it left when I prayed. So I know
praise God. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And, go ahead.
Got a granddaughter that's really worried about her, and she just needs some prayers of uplifting. That, you know, cousin Gladys gonna one day leave, but not like we need to sit there and wonder when it's gonna be, because that's God's time, and we need understanding in this family right now.
Yes.
God's understanding.
Yes. Now, Lord God, you've heard this prayer request. You knew it before it came over the airway. And I thank you, Lord, for the faith of this strong woman, and that she can recognize, God, that the mindset of her loved one, God, is not as it should be. And we understand that the changes that are going on in her mind, in her blood system, in her mind, and Lord God, is blocking, Lord God, the reality of this world. And she's facing, Lord, horrific things right now. She's saying things that she normally don't. But God, you made that body.
Amen.
And you know all about that Alzheimer's or the heart and Parkinson's or whatever it may be that she's facing right now. But God, you came to heal diseases.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And I believe you with my sister. That the curse that is coming down through the bloodline of this family, that it would cease in the name of Jesus. I come with my sister, and I'm believing, God, that you're going to encourage her child to know, God, that you got power to heal and to remove things. I want you to show yourself strong in this family. Glory be to God. God, by faith today, we touch and agree and believe in God that you would bring peace to this family. You said all who keep their mind on you, you will keep them in perfect peace. And I'm believing you today, God, that you're going to send perfect peace to this family. Do it for them today. They need a miracle, God. This is what I'm talking about. You showed up in the Bible. You showed up out of the Bible. You're showing up now. Do it for this family. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, I'm believing you, God, that this woman going to call with a testimony. That you turn things around. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you, and I thank you for calling and sharing your testimony. God bless you, amen. My God, today, you need prayer before I get off this. But you deserve, my God. We're going to turn it up a little bit. God. I got 1 minute. Is that somebody that could tell God today, you deserve it. All the honor, the praise, and the glory. I want inspiration to come to your house. I want the Spirit to fill your job. I want the Spirit to get in your car. I pray the Holy Ghost. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I pray God would send a wind of the Holy Ghost. Send a wind upon somebody today. My God. I don't know if you know like me, but that get to my soul. And I know this man could sing it, but I don't believe nobody can sing it like my son. I got to get off this air. But next Wednesday,
God bless.